This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Farmhouses are the architecture of Catherine Whelan's imagination. She grew up wandering her grandmother's farmhouse where summer stock actors hung out. Catherine developed a taste for nostalgia, vintage clothes, and vintage songs. She's now out of with her own farmhouse. In fact, she's got one, fills it with her own songs. Some of those have a vintage sound as well. Catherine's been making music in the Triangle for 20 years, most notably with the Squirrel Nut Zippers in the 1990s. This fall, she releases Madly Love, a CD made with her band, The Fascinators. And Catherine Whelan joins us now in the studio with two Fascinators, William Dawson on vocals and guitar. Brad Porter plays the drums. Catherine, William, and Brad, welcome back to The State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Catherine, what's different about this album?
Well, I wrote all the songs. That's very different. I didn't write for the Zippers. So that's the huge difference there. Also a different era of music that I'm mining for inspiration, more 60s-based folk as opposed to, you know, 30s and 40s.
Have these tunes been rattling about in your head this whole time, or are they?
I didn't start writing until just a few years ago, maybe 4 or 5, so not that long. I was a happy interpreter of others' material.
Now, so I would love it if you would interpret one of your own songs right now.
I would love to. We're going to do the title track, The Madly Love, off the record. There was a day, it was like any other day. There was a day, it was like any other day. There was a night, it was like any other night. There was a night, it was like any other night. There was a sound, it was like any other sound. There was a sound, it was like any other sound. There was a sound, it was like any other sight. There was a sight, and it was like, and it was like
madly, madly love.
Catherine Whalen, live on the State of Things title track of her new CD, Madly Love, joins us here with a couple of her fascinators, William Dawson and Brad Porter. You talked about the fact that you'd been happily interpreting songs. That's its own art form. Then you start writing music. Does it make you think differently about music once you get around the other side of it?
It does. It's really true. If you're doing your own songs, there's sort of a more, you feel more personally attached, and you feel the pain and the criticism more and the joy of it just a little more.
You were here talking about one of your joys not long ago when you had your first child, and you talked about that experience of being a mother enriching your artistic experience. Now your child's a little
older. Absolutely. She's 11, and I use her spelling sentences for lyrics all the time.
so give us an example.
Oh, let's see. She has a line. Is there a line in that song?
The Rabbit King.
Oh, yeah. I wrote a song about the dictators from the that are getting thrown out all over the world. And a lot of her sentences are in that. Things like, I can't remember right now. Oh,
Muammar Gaddafi is a bad man.
No.
So is that coming home with her spelling stuff now?
Yeah. She's a good writer. I'm drawing a weird blank.
Well, that's all right. But apart from that, I mean, I would think homework is part of it. But just watching them grow and develop, I mean, what more artistic experience is there than improvising with a human being in your house is coming into their own?
Yeah.
Pretty cool stuff.
I love it.
Will you do another song for us?
We'd really like to. Thank you for asking. We're going to do one called All of Us. Ready?
Ready. Wild was the night, yet a wilder night still. Me as I love you, it takes all of us.
us, Catherine Whelan from her new CD, Madly Love. All of us, a love song, all of, not both of us, all of us.
Well, it's for Obama. It's for all of us. I mean, it's for, I guess it's for America.
For all of us to, yeah, pulling together.
Yeah.
And a love song. I think that's one of the things, we sort of missed that opportunity to talk about that romantic love and every other
There's
spiritual
a lot of
love, political
kinds of
love, all those things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool thing. Now, we talked about the farmhouse. You're there now. Does it matter to you? Do you write at the farmhouse? Is it easier for
I
you?
Do.
Does that place matter?
I yeah. can't really write anywhere else.
No.
But I think I probably could grow into that. I'm a baby songwriter, so.
What is it about that place, do you think?
It has porches. That's a really good place to write.
You can yeah. put your sarsaparilla right on
That's
the,
right.
right next to you.
Right over there on the stump.
You've been part of the music community here for a long time and on the road, a big national act, and then you come back. Is there what is it about this place that makes you want to come back here and keep doing your music?
It's just a beautiful place. It has all seasons. It has all climates. It's just where I've always lived my whole life, so. I may always live in North Carolina. It's very possible.
Will you do another song for us?
I'd like to. Thank you. Shall we do The Roses and Pine?
Yeah.
Okay. Children and gather wine. Oh, naughty Jack Jingle, he got a black eye. There's none so rare in roses and pine. I want to sing. There's a piece of a song. On my mind, you left them sleeping like beggars anywhere they could find. And you buried them deep in roses on. Ooh, ooh, that's
Catherine Whelan live on The State of Things, Roses and Pine from her latest CD, Madly Love. You can find out more about that at CatherineWhelanMusic.com. Catherine is spelled with two A's. There's a K in there and an H, a E. You got a lot of letters in that
many,
name.
Many, many letters.
Thanks so much for being on the program.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. I'm going to ask you to play us out.
Okay.
And also thanks to William Dawson, who is playing the guitar with you today, and Brad Porter, two of the Fascinators. Thanks for being on the program.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia. Once again, Catherine Whalen, William Dawson, Brad Porter.
Friends call your name, then you beat the retreat, and all the day long.